Cliffcentral.com.
Si soy a telefono, si soy shaya telefono, si soy shaya la the streamy, si soy shaya la
central.
Woo, because we
slay.
Woo woo! It is a Wednesday. My name is Impulse Secrets. Welcome to the stream. Three of the hottest trains in Joburg right now. You're about to be slayed, Luna. Luna Molinting, you're about to be slayed. I'm not rolling alone. I'm with the beautiful, the queen, the curvaceous, the confident, my puri puri.
Hi, Umpo, how are you?
No, I'm fantastic. You?
I'm great, man. I'm very excited that we are back again. Giving people the amazing show called The Stream.
All about trains, darling. All about the trains. So tell me, before we go anyway, how was the week?
My weekend was really amazing. And remember last week we started with elections, this week, holiday, Women's Day. So there's been a lot going
a lot going on.
So you can imagine I haven't rested.
About Women's Day. So you're amongst.
Born at the brunch, everything. Only. I was amongst. I was doing the mess. So I heard that you were hosting the Vids talent show. How did it go?
The Vids Aureus talent show. It was absolutely amazing. It trended number one in the country. You know, when I MC, something's about to trend.
I'm really sorry I couldn't make it, but I heard that you slayed.
Betrayal. That was absolutely betrayal. You not coming to the show, supporting me. But it's amazing. I enjoyed it. You know, I'm MCing. I'm doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm enjoying it. Well, back to the top three treats in Joburg.
So I've been thinking that, you know, elections have been on top of everyone's mind this week and the past week. So we should look into that a little bit and look at Remember Kwezi, Mabala Noise, they've been making trends as well.
Yeah.
And what else? Brands. We're having someone who's going to talk about brands later on.
Yes, no, definitely. We're supposed to have somebody from DNA Brand Yards. You know, they're the base in the country. They're the base with regards to PR and marketing. Whenever something goes DNA, you know, yes, that's Hotlo Nyiwa Mo.
Hotlo
Nyiwa Mo. You know, definitely. Well, our first trend coming up at number three is Remember Kwezi.
Remember Kwezi.
And I think basically you being a woman, you would relate better to what's happening. So basically what happened is that President Rom Zabalazo, Jacob Zuma was at the IEC result station and he was only busy. He was having a little bit of a moment, giving out his speech and whatever, and these women just went out into the front and then busted the placards. The placards, Remember Kwezi, hashtag, there are a lot of things that were saying, and and you know, there was a lot happening there.
And as you know, this thing happened 11 years ago, and there was this notice that was written, and then 10 years later, he is president.
Oh.
So we managed to find one of the girls who was the silent protesters.
Kisihoa, ne? Kisihoa. It's English.
Yeah.
It's English.
We managed to find one of the girls who were there. And she said, Sihoa one is.
Sihoa.
Or would you just suggest?
I get it. No one owes anyone good English.
Yeah, yes. So she shared her side of the story. And remember on TV when those people, when they were kicked out of the house, we had screams.
Ooh.
So most of us were wondering.
Especially this being Women's Month, particularly, yeah.
Nahana fela sebit.
Sebitka Women's Month. It's not, I guess it's 3 months. It's not, I say Christmas. It's Women's Month and you treat women that way.
Okay, can we, let's play the clip for you guys and we'll continue the conversation after that.
Hey, this is Nico Lebohang Shani at Lebosara, that's LEBUSURA _. And I was one of the activists at the IEC Results Center this Saturday.
So you holding a pamphlet saying hashtag one of one in three.
One in three.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you please elaborate on that?
Yes, that is a stat that has been released on the number of rape cases among the woman population in South Africa. Although it has been contested, the evidence that they produced or that they gave didn't really sort of, you know, take away from that stat that one in three women in South Africa have been raped, have been sexually violated, have had experience of sexual violence, be it gender-based violence, and etc.
Okay, do you think that the way social media approached the issue, especially I saw a tweet from AKA saying if you guys had done that in front of Obama, you could have got different results. Do you think social media understood where you guys come from with this hashtag?
I think it depends on who you follow on social media. I don't follow AKA for one.
Yeah.
I think he has a kind of, I call it, he suffers from Afro-Americanism. It's the idea that one wants, when one is living on the African continent, but wants to, but his mind is in the States, is in America for some reason. Right. I don't think that I get tired of South African politics and South African society constantly being compared to America. We live in South Africa. We need to deal with South African issues, South African stats. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a comment on the issue. That takes away from everything that we're trying to bring into a national conversation here.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. If it's a matter of security, if it's a matter of national security, then I mean, besides, like, AKA, just about politics, you know, in the build-up towards the elections. Before then, I mean, he's not a credible reference for me. Like, I can't engage him, actually. I can't engage that.
And a lot of people, after the president's bouncers, after they removed you from the venue, we had screams on the TV, but we couldn't see visuals. What really happened?
Yes, we were manhandled, we were pushed, we were shoved, we were tripped, and we fell. Well, Naledi in particular, Naledi Kirwa, from UP, she fell herself, and that's where the screams were coming from. But we didn't get hurt too much. They did leave us alone after an IEC official intervened and stopped and told them, the men and the bouncers, to leave us alone. And then we were allowed to leave. We had to leave immediately after that.
So are you guys taking any illegal actions against them?
No, we're not taking any legal actions against them. I mean, that would be interesting. It would be an interesting avenue, but we have not explored those options yet.
Okay,
at
but,
this point.
But
we are focusing on the campaign.
Okay, since we are celebrating Women's Month, don't you think that most women are abused and they're still quiet about it? Since you guys are, I'm not giving you any ideas.
Yes, but then what's going to happen is that it's going to turn the focus on us. This wasn't about us.
Okay,
this is about
okay.
remembering the rape case. This is remembering how the criminal justice system treats women. This is about remembering the rape stats in South Africa. And we weren't there representing ourselves. So those things can wait. We can always lodge a case against someone because there is evidence and it's everywhere. But at this point, we need to focus on building the campaign.
Okay, thank you very much, Nico, for your time. And again, can you please repeat your social media details where people can find you?
Okay, this is Nico Lebokanshi Kwambane on Facebook, and I am at Lebosara on Twitter. That's at LebuSura_.
Ooh, God. Yes, says this woman really feels the pain. One of the activists who was out there protesting at the IEC Center. Sure, Maputi, you sat down with her. You had a talk with her over the phone. What do you think she meant when she referred to AKA as an Afri what? Sehoa? Afri what?
Africanism something.
You? Okay, what do you think she meant, especially including AKA into the mix? What was she referring to?
I don't know. Remember, I think it was a month ago when AKA and Casper went to Sway.
The nightclub.
The nightclub babes. Oh my god.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Sway Radio, remember when they had that interview in America and both of them had this funny accents going on and I'm like, oh, okay, what's happening?
Okay.
So I think it's that and again past few weeks we've seen AKA doing ANC rallies, ANC parties. Is he in dust, maybe?
Who is Alan? We're wondering.
He probably is.
He probably is, right? For me, particularly, when you're talking about women, I think also one thing that was really bad, especially that happened there at the IEC Results Center, was the fact that they were being dragged out on TV. Everybody saw this. How women were being manhandled. And a lot of people were saying that somebody is abusing women is out there, is being protected by security, but the women's no one is looking after the women. And no one is. That's what people are saying on Twitter. That's what a lot of people were referring to.
I mean, if you look at those visuals, those women, they were not chanting or anything. It was a silent protest. They just had papers lifted, and I'm like, where were the bouncers when these ladies they walked in front of the president? Where were they?
It is really, it's like, it's just, it literally is a mess. But right now, let's check out some of the tweets. You guys are tweeting, and we've seen that you guys are absolutely busy. Okay, at Silosa Africa, is saying, hashtag the stream with at Impulse Secrets on cliffcentral.com is what I'm here for. Yeah. And I want to tune into, by MJ Mugwena says that tuned into at Cliff Central waiting for Impulse Secrets to come on air. This is Black Excellent. Whoopoo! Thank you so much, guys.
And if you want to keep on interacting with us, we're going to have other amazing blazing topics. If you want to keep on interacting with us, I'm at Maputi Perez or at Perez Maputi Luti on Twitter. And your handle?
At Impulse Secrets. At Impulse. I don't know. I must probably make a placard. The at Impulse Secrets on Twitter. Okay, right now we're about to play an amazing jam. That's why you guys are ratchet about this. This is Babes. We'll do more with Wolo.
Yes. CliffCentral.com.
I'm a fan of us with E. Yay! Benz, I'm a Simba! It's Cliff Central, it's Impulse Secrets, at Maputi Perez.
Wait,
we're still holding it down.
Did you just say Masimba on air?
Yeah.
We are uncensored, babe.
We're uncensored, we're unscripted, we're on radio. This is the stream giving you guys all your top three trains of the week. Yes, says this song. This song makes me dance. This song takes me big. You know that.
You know the mess I've done with the song.
I lost my phone in her room because of the song. Embarrassment. Okay. Moving to the number two trend of the week. And people know this. People have read about this. You've seen it on Twitter. Hashtag Mabala Noise.
The noise.
Mabala Noise. And it made a lot of noise. What's the kind of Mabala Noise, Margel?
Remember Julius Malema took shots at the Mabala Noise owner founder.
Okay.
Who's Governor Reggie.
Okay,
I know him by his Twitter handle is Governor Reggie.
Governor Reggie, okay.
So apparently Reggie paid the artist $5 million each. To get signed to the label. And signed the likes of Ricky Reed, Major League, Nasty C, a whole lot of other people in the entertainment industry, and also KCB, not only musicians, but even
KCB, an actor. But I heard Lee Kanyimba was also part of it, apparently. That's for another day, definitely. Mara, why is it trending? Why are people talking about it? What's the controversy in the story?
Because remember, Nasty C was like, I don't ever need a contract. I'll never sign with anyone. But
wasn't
all of a sudden, boom, you are signed to under Mabala Noise.
But wasn't he supposed to go to the States and then be signed to, what is, Rock Nation with Jersey? What's the matter, South Africa, guys? I want to know this. What's the matter? What are you thinking? Let me go on Twitter. Because you know there's a Twitter show, right? A lot of people are saying a lot of things. At Vuyi Tembi, Tembekwayo, you know him, the speaker. At a DSA, as long as politicians are allowed to have business, we will never deal with the scourge of corruption. Hashtag Mabala Noise. Kanyimbao at Mbao related said, here you are, a taste of my offering out this Friday. Hashtag Mabala Noise. Kanyimbao! Didn't it fail? Didn't that career fail? Didn't that career go down the drain? Omong says that at the true Herif says, why Bongs deleted the tweets? Why Ricky Rick sent only one tweet defending himself? Why is Nasty C not saying anything about Juju? Hashtag Mabala Noise. It's so controversial. There's so many tweets.
And at Julius Malema Are, at Ricky Rick, I never lie. You will tell that to the law enforcement. It's on Mabala Noise.
Yes, says. It is so scandalous.
It's very scandalous. And these people are getting endorsements. They're getting all the ANC gigs.
Yes! But the ANC gigs, because I heard that the reason why a lot of these people have been signed is it is somehow affiliated with Roof stuff. Remember when they were running a campaign and they're using celebrities and saying, oh, vote for the ANC, Maskumbule. That's, you know, not that I'm supporting any of the political, I'm very neutral. But, yes, so it's got a political connotation to it. Political...
The agenda babes.
Agenda babes. Yeah. But what do you think about this? What?
Okay, the thing is, I never love talking without any facts. And I don't know, but like since Nasty C signed, that's when I was like a honka something.
I think you're
the honka baby.
You're the Oh my god. Okay, we're gonna take a bit of a break. Later. We're gonna take a break, later. Okay, for me, this thing, I don't know what to say about Mabala Noise. A lot of artists are involved in this. There's a bit of crockery happening over here.
You know, funny thing is, some of these artists, they never really sold out albums and whatever.
Mm.
And then we meet them, go Brahma with Great Dane, they're driving the Mercedes. I'm like, oh.
Woo! 5 million.
It's funny, they're making it look so easy to get a Mercedes Benz. And I'm like,
have you ever? In your life, how are they doing this? A lot of people are absolutely like gobsmacked about Mabala Noise, and I know that a couple of artists are involved in it. Who's also involved? Kizabahore, Kimang, Kanyimba obviously is involved in it. Kimang?
Yes, the new girl, Mbali.
Oh, not Mbali.
And I'm like,
Mabili, wait. Let's pause for a minute. So Mbali is part of this thing. So basically, anybody can be part of this thing. As long as you're finished, you don't have to have a voice. You don't have to have talent. You don't have to have anything. I can just in there.
No, but Marambali has a single, remember?
And
I'm like, okay, so you signed people who will never sell albums like Gigi LaMaine. Come on.
So, but I can understand with Gigi LaMaine because, you know, she's been kind of pushing.
But album, no, babe.
So I know you're like, no.
Maybe
like,
feature.
A feature, yeah. Mm. So you'd like, but... Would you buy any of the songs that Kanye Bao talking about still Mabala Noise and Kanye? Would you buy any of the songs?
I don't know.
I wouldn't. I'm sorry, Joburg. The world, WWW. I wouldn't. I don't think on talent. You know, you must know her or feel like a talent. You must know exactly where your talent is and where it lies, and you need to sift in that particular stream with your talent. I think she's really good at presenting. Her show was very successful. Keeping it real with Kanye.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was the most watched show in South Africa.
I feel like she was whispering most of the time. I don't know. Was it nice?
It was nice, and she really she spoke from the heart. She talked about how people perceived her being the queen of bling and everything, and everybody thinking she's a slut. You know, so at least but I don't think this will sell. And for me, I used to be so proud of going back to Kimangwano, Ahani Rockefeller. Who's this guy?
Nasty C. He's very talented.
He is so talented. He is so talented. And, you know, I'm so disappointed that he's involved in all of this drama and all of this scandal.
Mara, does Reggie have any music or entertainment
I don't know.
Background?
You know, let me tell you the truth.
Oh, no, but bless her. Kili B-E-E.
Kili B-E-E. They're riding the B-E-E wave. You know, let me tell you. The first time when I heard about Mabala Noise was when they were doing... When they brought Chris Brown to the country. Remember a couple of years ago with Channel O and whatever.
Mm.
It was during the Durban July. Yeah, a month ago.
The past July. Chris Brown came the past July.
Yeah, yes. A month ago, right?
Mm.
Yes, that's the first time that I heard about it. About Tunkinu Ling. That was the first time that I heard about it. That was the first time I heard it. So, you know... It's one of those things. What's happening on Twitter?
People are still just taking shots on this Mabala Noise thing. They're like, Nasty C, we're very disappointed with your talent. Why? And then Prince Diaries was like, what are your thoughts about Mabala Noise? And is like, are they guilty? The Urban Branch? Do you think they're guilty or what?
We'll answer that straight after this.
I think we should find Reggie. Let's get his numbers.
Let's find Reggie.
Maybe we gotta sign in it.
Yes, sir!
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
La
love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
Woo, Sibuyile, we're back. Impulse Secrets. At, well, you're thinking, actually, I'm mic it to myself. It's at Impulse Secrets. It's M, it's P, it's H, it's O, Secrets. And Maputi Perez, my wonderful producer and friend and guardian and almost angel and almost, you know.
Almost your best son.
Back to my Mabala noise. Apparently, well, you know, I act on generations. The generations actor, Latoya, is also acting there.
She's a talent, you know.
She's got a talent. I think, yeah, it's true. She's got a talent. Nomuzi is also signed to the label.
Nomuzi opened her own label, and she's Nomuzi the music. Only artist signed under that label.
Yes.
And she's releasing a new song today.
You see what happens when things are not scripted? There's no script. I want all the listeners to know that there's no script. There's no paper. This is literally working on. Okay. I'm going to work on Nomuzi for now. It's another story. Back to my Mabala noise and what people are saying.
Guys, I don't know. Like, Nomuzi having her own record label. And remember back in the day, people were like, Kid X is the one who's writing her songs and whatever. Right now at this moment, I think Nomuzi's talented, guys. Let's just keep it.
I used to think maybe she's driving this wave of being on MTV, and I thought maybe she's, because she used to dance a lot, and I thought, ugh, another music video vixen. And now, after her track with Rouge, how do you pronounce it? No one owes anyone good English. Rouge.
Is it even English?
I don't know. That song for me was absolutely amazing. There was a verse in the song where she went, I'm so tired of you. I'm so sick of you guys thinking I'm not legit. Yeah, so sick of you guys not thinking I'm legit or something like that. Because, you know, I'm not a rapper. That statement for me was important because she was asserting herself in the music industry, especially in the rap culture, saying that she has a valid and a legitimate reason to be taken seriously.
I love Nomuzi. I love her. And she has shut a lot of mouths.
She's shut a lot of mouths and shut a lot of mouths down, and you know, she's making a wave. She's moving on. It would have been amazing though if we could have discussed this with DNA brand architect specialist. Unfortunately, they were not able to come through to talk to us about the situation. But still, shout out to them.
But another thing that is bugging me, Mbali, how is she signed? What talent does she have?
Maybe she has talent. Maybe it's hidden.
I've seen one of her songs on TV, and I don't know.
Really?
She raps. You know that Tembi Siete vibe?
Ooh, Tembi Siete. Maybe it goes with this 90%.
90%?
90% local music. So maybe now, because 90% requires a lot of music, we need more artists. So Mabala Noi just sign, because we need to cover up for all that international act that we're no longer playing.
How's your vocal ability? Let's go right on this 90% wave.
Hi, si lali lali. Do you think I'm gonna get signed?
No bass.
Ah, say.
Maybe go regime. Governor regime can see potential. There's that thing.
Gauna niks. Okay. Right now, what's gonna happen is that we're gonna move on to the number one trend in South Africa. That everybody was talking about.
And what's that?
2016 elections!
Woo!
They're all so scandalous. People, I had a lot of friends who were on Twitter and all these social media platforms that said hashtag Asinavalu, hashtag Siyanqoba, hashtag this, hashtag that. What do you think about that?
I'm not affiliated to any political party.
They always say that when they're on radio.
I'm not.
Okay.
Did you go vote, by the way?
I vote. Look at my thumb. Did you vote?
No, I didn't.
Wait. You didn't vote.
I didn't vote because...
Why?
As I told you that I'm not a fan of any political party at the moment. You know what?
I'm going to take a moment.
And I was out of the country, so please.
You're out of the... She was out of the country. It's Completely
so
understandable.
So I couldn't come back from my trip, my holiday to go vote.
Okay. So tell me, so the big deal was the fact that a lot of people didn't know who to vote for. There was the DA Kamona promising a lot of things. There was the EFF, there was the ANC, and the other one that didn't run, UDF. Is it NP? Is it NPF or
IFP?
No.
And there was AIC.
Yeah, the AIC. Wasn't it like above the ANC?
Apparently, because a lot of Asinavalo people were like, "Oh my God!" People thought they were voting for ANC until they ticking AIC.
But do you think there's a possible mistake though, voting for I? Because they put the logo next to the name. Do you think that is a I don't know. Maybe. And you know what? Somebody tweeted as well and said that I think what is happening in South Africa is that a lot of people are spiting the ANC by voting for the DA. They don't really. Some people don't believe in the DA. It's just spiting them. Whatever the reason may be, everybody's vote matters. Especially when you saw at the, what is this, resource station. Literally, the margin, the difference between, like, for me, it made the most amount of difference to me.
Because it was very interesting to wake up every day and get to watch how those, what's those, the percentages, how they were, how the DA and the ANC, the competition, like they didn't have that much difference between their votes.
You know, that's true though, you know. Let me check out some of the tweets and see what people are saying in South Africa. Hashtag election 2016. Dear white South African voters, keep calm and shut up. This was by at RGMZA.
Really?
Sure. That was kind of like.
Really?
And at Prog Poly says, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You can't incite violence against a political opponent. Seriously? Hashtag I'm with her. Hashtag election 2016. Babu Wakang, Momar. Yeah? Babu Wakang. Okay, so at our DA says, we'll work towards a better future for all our residents. And the hashtag at Patricia DeLille, hashtag election 2016. Come on, where's the drama? Come on, where's the drama?
I think people are done with elections.
So at SABC News Online said, IFP's Buthelezi, Von's track record for KZN win in election 2016.
And you know what was the funniest one?
What?
Where people were saying, it's going to be funny for our president to go back to, because remember IFP won Nkandla?
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, it's going to be so funny when he goes back home and whatever, whatever.
Fine.
This guy actually tweeted, just like, I wish Buthelezi would build a taxi rank in front of
Nkandla. That would be so dramatic, eh? That would be so sick. And I think for me, one thing I saw on Twitter was the fact that this whole election thing brought about different results. Particularly because you remember that the DA is sort of control in certain metros. For example,
Gotswani.
Who would have... But I saw that coming, guys. I saw that coming. And Kirababele took to Dizamo. And people burnt buses. People absolutely... I felt like the previous one... Rahosi something. Well, not Zwana. Please excuse me, guys. But I think he was a better lead. I felt like he was suited. And they brought Usunana Didiza into play. And I thought the ANC was supposed to be for the people, by the people, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And I thought that when the people say, we don't want somebody to represent us, you should take that seriously. If I say I don't want somebody to represent what I want in my region, don't be trying to force it down on me. So for me, I feel like ANC got just deserved. You know?
Because the people were trying to say, guys, please listen to us, because this is the people's government, remember?
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, no, we're not about you.
Kanali, we have structures in place. We know what we're doing. Mm. And you forget that you've got a valid voter. Somebody's got the power to swing, you know? Because, you know, you must remember that the ANC is also backing on Tabari Grant. Well, someone was saying that. So saying that a lot of people vote for the ANC because of grants. There are a lot of people that survive on grants. So it will be an incentive for people to keep voting, for the... for the ANC, a lot of people benefit from Ditenda. Well, few actually, very few.
Very few.
BENN is only for the exclusive.
And Wabona Kokong.
Wabona Kokong.
Yeah.
So this election process for me was all over, and apparently, this is happening. Apparently, they said that there might be a coalition between the DA and the EFF. I'm like, what? DA, EFF, aren't they supposed to be sworn enemies? But it wouldn't be the first time that people, enemies, come together for, like, the Grand Alliance.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be the first time that enemies come together to defeat a greater enemy. So I wouldn't be surprised if the EFF and DA came together in order to take a metro so that the ANC doesn't. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be really cool. Yeah.
I think we should take a song right now.
And I need to process this.
We need to. Repolinyana.
I need it. Does anybody have Red Bull in the studio? I need Red Bull. I need Red Bull. He wants the cute one. I want the fat one. Cause she pay what she ran. I'm looking for a Jennifer Holiday. And I got all these chains bought up. And I got all this drink bought up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs. But I'm trying to leave with you and your friends. Yeah. Trying to leave with you and your friends. Whoa. I got all these. It is still the stream with me and Paul Secrets and the Queen herself, Maputi Perez, talking all the best tweets in the country, top three trending topics in South Africa right now.
Mm.
Yeah, Twitter is another platform on its own.
Another scandal. It was the Sammy Sosa scandal where a certain guy called Eno paid her for a collaboration, and she ran away.
Wait. She ran away with the money.
Mm.
What was she supposed to do?
They were supposed to have a song together. So Sammy Sosa was like, before we do a song, please pay this amount into my account. And yeah.
So Sammy Sosa, she's an artist as well. I know her for presenting on Vuzu and then Go, another radio station.
Yeah.
And but she's also, she also sings, or she raps. What does she do?
She sings.
How?
I've heard a couple of songs that she has done.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not bad. She's really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So this guy's like, she told me that she will do a collaboration with me, and I actually paid $23,000 in total, 2 to 3 months back, and she said she will come back to me when she has time, and we will do the collaboration. So it's really bad, horaf, and people's reactions on Twitter killed me.
Really?
Yo,
Baring.
Sammy Sosa is such a sexy crook, and then
and such then a sexy crook.
And then Edrefilo Mohosa is like Sammy Sosa like a fraudy, yo. And then Call Me K is like Sammy Sosa sexiest crook of all times.
Mm.
And then Bartulima Tonsela Ugupi.
Where are you? When such a happening?
You know the funny thing is that. Cause I follow Sammy Sosa, right?
Okay.
She posted and she's like, I'm going down to Cape Town just to, you know, gather my thoughts.
Whole Paula, basically.
Bare Mutunalo, just 20,000.
Yeah, someone else. Yes, I remember that she went on a little bit of a vacay in South Africa. Kantulo, just 20,000. For me, I see this happening a lot in South Africa. It's been happening for a minute, and I'm glad that
yeah.
I was able to train, because a lot of people do this. A lot of people are very desperate in order to get into the entertainment industry, the music industry. You know, to be in front of people and to, you know, a lot of people, Baba exploited a lot of girls, especially also, they have to do sexual favors in order to get at least foot into the door. I remember, you know, Ranak was saying, this is prevalent in South Africa. It happens every single time. And we need to do something about this.
We need to. We really need to.
How would you feel if somebody at Lahona or right now, Hoena, Aroisi King, I've got this amazing show on SABC or whatever, and said, but I feel like that Muna Tingana, I just wanted that that a bit of a minute with you. And you're desperate.
I don't think I'll do that because I'm about having my power, you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if I give you that, and next time I see Monato, you, obviously, Oboso now, and...
I think you won in a few. I honestly think you won in a few because a lot of people...
Morals, babes.
You know, everyone has morals till that time comes where Hobaraf. Everybody's got morals. Everyone has high standing. Everybody knows what they're doing with their lives. Everyone. But I feel this guy's pain. I understand what he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
Also paying 20,000. We don't know which measures he had to go through in order to gather that money together. We don't know if he had to sell a house, a car. We don't know if he had
to... Or get school fees.
Get school fees. This money could have gone towards something greater. Paying for his education, for example, like I just said. Or family. We don't know if it's family. And then someone else decides to go and run off with it. But also, this is very, it's one-sided. I've not heard Semi Sosa.
Semi Sosa utlile mo Twitter ara, I'll not be used as a springboard to fame. And I'm like, really, babes?
But do you think there's more to the story than what meets the eye? Do you think she's generally has an excuse and this guy just went out of his way?
What excuse?
I don't know. Because, you know, one thing I know for sure is that Twitter... Tweeps are bullies. People on Twitter are bullies.
Okay, number one, this guy's not a tweep. Thick Leonce is the one who was like, you know what? Yes. Let me tell your story.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah. Because when you can't.
You can't. You don't have the following. And
I think Ino is very genuine.
He's very?
Like, kim to omu genuine about this whole thing.
Possibly.
He just wanted to release a single with Semi Sosa called The Hustle.
And obviously, she's a popular face. She's a familiar face. Everybody can, you know, when somebody asks, I want to work with you, and this person is already established, you're more likely to say, okay. And Haruko about 20,000, you're more likely to say, okay. You know, because she's Semi. You know her. Do you have any stories whereby you know people that have done certain things in order to get into the industry?
No, not really.
I know, but I'm not going to say.
No, we are uncensored. Say,
spill the beans. Yes, now our friendship is going to be over because I spilled the beans. Yeah, and that's not going to happen. Okay, what's trending right now, current in South Africa, girl?
Kanye Mbao, of course. She's trending.
Also, what's trending in Joburg is the Fees Commission. Another one that's trending is World Lion Day. And Recep. What's the language Recep? What's King Recep? What's Recep? I don't know. Another one is Fed Side Stories. Another one is hashtag Job Seekers Wednesday. Whoopee. I like this hashtag, Job Seekers Wednesday. And not a lot of people have gotten a job through that. There's this guy called Mainzy on Twitter. And what he does is that he's the middleman between the employers and the employees. So basically, his Twitter is all about giving people information about Horena, where the next job is, and etc. So he's pretty cool.
And the Rio Olympics are trending. I see Chad Leclerc there. He won.
Whoopee!
A second silver.
But I heard rumors that he was racist. Well, it's a rumor. Yeah, not Chad, but a racist.
Oh, what did he say?
No, he didn't. I heard a rumor.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
Okay, cool. Those were your trending topics of the hour. Also, to wrap things up a little bit cool, who would you follow and who would you not follow? Because I know for sure that I would follow Joanne the scammer. Do you know Joanne the scammer?
No.
He is so cool. He's so comical. You laugh 24 hours of the day. He goes about his business scamming people, but I don't think it's for real.
He scams people.
Yeah. Arena, he ujolali this old guy, the blazer, and then he can't wait for him to die. I think it's all an act. He's really, you know Joanne? Joanne is really cool.
You want to follow that person?
No, yeah, because you know you want to be on Twitter. You want to be, like, there's so many serious things on Twitter. Like, for example, there's this thing that's trending also now, that's going to be trending soon. This Untold, whereby medical student at this university are saying that there's inequalities between them and white students. Apparently, it's difficult to flourish in that environment as a black kid. Apparently, black kid, even at this university, are still being treated
like a trash. You can't flourish. That time, we look at the 7 distinctions.
97 distinctions, but I know it's difficult and, you know.
Yeah.
Horaf. So, who would you follow and who would you not follow?
Okay, most of the people I follow are radio personalities, especially Ed J. Carlo. He's amazing because he always posts his videos after his shows, and I love watching that because he's the greatest. He's amazing.
Okay, who would you not follow?
One person that I just unfollowed, it's AKA because it's full of drama and...
Does this have anything to do with hashtag I remember crazy?
No, it's not that. I actually unfollowed him after the whole saga with DJ Zinte because I was like, really?
You know who I'll also follow? Just to add on to that, I would follow Girls Culture. You know Girls Culture?
Oh, yes.
They
yes,
made the
yes,
coolest
yes.
socks in town, and they are so cool, and they're so young, and I think they're going to burst into the public, and, you know, The next Kimang's boo socks. They're bigger, according to me, the way I see it.
Guys,
they're
if you're
bigger.
Listening, I need a pair because Mpo is out here changing
culture.
Them every day.
Yeah, I'm always wearing those socks. I am always wearing those because I genuinely believe in entrepreneurship in South Africa, and these guys are doing it. They're literally going out there, putting down. They're so colorful. Wherever I am, whether I'm emceeing on a stage, whether I'm at the Summers, whether I'm at the Softers, whether I'm at. Doesn't matter because I'm always wearing those socks because I believe in them. I've never really. I need to meet them. We need to have them in studio, really. We need to talk about entrepreneurship and what they do. Yeah, no, definitely. To wrap up, what are you doing this week?
School, yes. Work. What else? I'm just going to try to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Less partying for me.
For this week, for Anna, less partying. Mm. And for me, it's because I don't have a phone because I lost my phone. Go haram. So less partying, Anna. I'm still going to be emceeing a couple of events. Check my Twitter, my Instagram. Get all the updates at Mpo Secrets. And of course, our queen over here at Maputi Prairies to check all the latest updates and what's happening in our lives. It's been cool.
It's been awesome.
It's been amazing.
Mm.
Another opportunity to show the world who we are. Make them go, you know?
Guys,
Rito Slayer. You Halsa Boninix. It's Impulse Secrets, Maputi Perez. This was Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.